Are you playing with your little house?
And then I'll blow it.
Well, yes, when you press that, the bell rings, doesn't it?
Bing, ling, 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 ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Mummy down here.
Mummy down here. Well, Mummy's just going to make a cup of tea. Just a second.
Mummy down here, miss. Mummy down here.
Yeah, just let Mummy pour herself a cup of tea, Thomas, please.
Tea?
Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy. The shot packed it.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Mummy.
You go, Fran.
I put tea.
No, put that back, please. Mummy's just made a cup of tea. Let's have a lot of ways a few minutes for it to brew. Is it shining now?
Shining. Sunny.
It's sunny, that's lovely, isn't it?
Would you
like to share this bit of Kit Kat? This is what Grandma brought yesterday.
Kit Kat,
they were here yesterday, weren't they? Mmm. That's nice.
Tushy.
I can't tell what you're saying because you've got a mouthful of Kit Kat. What did you say?
Tushy. Tushy.
You've been to playgroup this morning, haven't you? Did we go on the bus?
No. Playgroup. And then we took flags.
Pardon?
Playgroup took flags. Stopport.
No, we haven't been to Stopport. We went to Stopport yesterday with Grandma and Grandad. We went to the playgroup this morning.
Took flags.
Oh, cornflakes. Yes, you little monkey.
Thomas.
There was a big tub with cornflakes in. And they were supposed to be for you to play.
It's a bin.
In the bin?
Yeah.
Yes, there was a big bin full of cornflakes. And you were supposed to be playing with them, but you and Rachel kept eating them, didn't you?
Yeah.
You kept eating them and bringing some out for me to eat with. And there was that little boy called Robert outside, wasn't there? Did he cry?
Yeah.
Oh yes, he fell over, didn't he? He fell off his bicycle and started to cry. And what happened to us on the bus? We were late going for the bus, weren't we? And it was just starting to drive past. And Mummy waved at the driver and I didn't think he'd see
us. Just wave!
Yeah, that's right, you waved and he stopped the bus and we got on. And then what happened?
Mummy!
No, Mummy dropped her purse, didn't she?
Yeah.
And did the money go all over the floor? No, he waved when we left the bus.
Bye-bye.
That's right, we shouted bye-bye, thank you very much. And he waved and we waved back, isn't that right? The sun's shining, Thomas, isn't it beautiful? Because we went on the bus to the playgroup, and when we got to playgroup, we played outside. Mummy had a cup of tea and you had a drink of blackcurrant juice and a biscuit. And then we were going to get the bus home, weren't we? But we had to go to the shop in Didsbury and buy some birthday cards and some stamps. And then I think we decided we might as well start walking home instead of waiting for the bus. And it was nice and sunny, wasn't it? Are you jumping?
No.
No, don't jump up there. No, Thomas, don't jump. So we need to go out later on to post the birthday cards.
Birthday doll.
Where's Purdy gone? She's gone outside.
Purdy duck back side.
Be careful, Thomas.
Yes.
Has she gone outside? Can you see her?
No.
Come here. No, Thomas, you've nothing on your feet. If that falls on you, it'll hurt.
Okay.
And you will cry. Come on, leave Nunu alone, please. Come in here. You're running around in a vest, aren't you? I think we ought to get your clothes back on. Shall we put your clothes back on and your shoes?
Yeah, Mummy.
Well, there are lots of things on the floor, aren't they? Lots of things on the floor, and if you put your feet on them, it's going to hurt.
Bang a drum.
Oh, no, don't get the drum out, Thomas. If you get the drum out, we won't hear anything, will we? Oh, dear. Are you putting it round my neck?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to play with the drum. I think it's too noisy.
It's
too noisy, Thomas.
Hello, Mummy.
Mummy's going to do it very gently, very softly and quietly. Look. You remember Julian at the music class? Sometimes he does it very loudly and very quickly, but sometimes it's just gentle, isn't it, like this?
I'm in the body! Yeah.
Sue's in her window, look. Can you see Sue in her window? Do you want to have a look at Sue and wave at her?
No.
Look, she's up here.
Up here.
Can you see? Let's pull back the blind. She was looking at you a few minutes ago. Don't climb into the window, just watch from here, Thomas. Don't you fall out. You must not climb in the window. What can you see?
Where's Purdy?
Watch Purdy. Well, Purdy's not here, is she?
But it's out. Then. Oh! And then there's a dog on here.
What can you hear?
A plane.
A plane?
Can I see it?
No, you can't see it.
Shining now,
yes, the sun's shining. Do you remember watching the eclipse yesterday? That's silly. Silly boy, don't climb up there again, Thomas. No. 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 You can watch the sun without climbing into the window. Don't climb any higher, no. No, Thomas. Listen, if you fall against that glass, there'll be a big smash like that. And you'll fall out. Do you remember how you got your sore knee in the park?
Yeah.
Well, you'll get much more than a sore knee if you fall through a window. So don't climb up, just stand there and watch. Look, you can see all we need to from there. No. That was Thomas in a ratty mood now. You don't like being told no, do you? Thomas, get down. Get down. Thomas, you can't sit in the window. You banged your foot now. Well, you have banged your foot because I told you you couldn't do that. Come on, shh. What'll do? Come on. Pardon? What's Pippin now? Thomas, I told you if you sat in the window you'd have an accident, and you did. It wasn't the... Was it the sort of accident in that
imagination?
Quiet. Thomas, be quiet. Where do you want to watch Pippin? No, we can't watch Pippin now. Mummy's going to pour him out a cup of tea. Shall we see if there are any Kit Kats left in the kitchen? No, Thomas, it's no good opening the video cabinet. We're not watching it yet. Close it up, please. Close it up. We're not watching Pippin now. No, we've other things to do, Thomas. You can watch Pippin. Mummy's got some jobs to do. Well, Mummy wants you to sit still for 10 minutes quietly. You can watch Pippin then, but at the moment we're busy. No, you mustn't touch that. What have we said about the video?
No.
No, Mummy's not doing it now because we're not watching the video now. No, that's very kind of you to open it for me, but no. They did bang your head then, didn't you? Come here, Dan. Come here. Shh, shh, shh. Come on, yes, I saw. Oh dear, dear. No, you bumped your head then on the cup of dough. It's alright, let's have a look. Shh, oh, he's alright. I'm just cuddling away a minute till that head gets better. Kick Poe's come to see you. Don't kick Poe. That wasn't nice. Throwing Poe on the floor. Shall we stop what we're doing and have a little cuddle?
No.
No. Well, does it hurt? What's happened? It's sore. You bumped your head, didn't you? I don't quite know what you did, but you threw your head back and it hit the cupboard. Naughty cupboard. It's a naughty cupboard, isn't it? It's made of wood and wood's hard. Pardon? Bang-a-drum time? That's what we were doing before. Mummy was showing you how to do it very gently, look. You get the stick and you go bang, 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 bang. Very gently, very softly, very quietly. That's nice. That's a nice way to enjoy a drum. But you don't always want to give it a really big bang and make a lot of noise, do you?
Mummy,
do you? Here, Mummy. Mummy can do it. Let's do it very quickly. Round Mummy's
neck.
That's right, Mummy. I'll put this tree up there under the neck and I'll play the drum very quietly. Just listen. Listen now very quietly. Very gently. Very softly. There. That's nice, isn't it?
That's better.
What shape is the drum? It's round, isn't it?
Round.
It's round.
Yeah.
You've got your socks in your hand. Would you like to put them on? Oh, goodness me, that is the telephone, yeah? Hello? Oh, hello. We're actually recording at the moment. Just a second. It's Dimitri on the phone.
Dimitri, hello.
Who is that on the telephone?
Misha.
Dimitri. Are you looking at your books?
Big bang.
Oh, big box. Be careful. If the lid falls off, it'll be a big bang because all the Lego bricks will fall out, won't they?
Yeah. Of course, yes.
They're all down on the floor.
The floor. Big noise. Noise.
That's right. A big noise. Crash.
Mummy, in a minute.
Oh, you mean a big crash like that? Goodness me. What a lot of noise.
Mom.
I didn't know you were coming around the corner. We banged into one another.
Ma.
There we are. This is the piece of Kit Kat that Grandma left for you yesterday.
Grandma's Kit Kat.
Grandma's Kit Kat. Do you like to share it?
No. This is?
It's a piece of Kit Kat. You said he didn't want to share it and you just taken a huge bite. Oh, Thomas, where's the sun gone now?
Where's the sun gone?
Where's the sun gone?
To the jar. To the jar.
Sue's car. Can you see Sue's car?
The roof. Too much.
There's a house over there, Thomas, with a really pretty garden. The people that live there have
yellow
a hanging
green,
basket.
Yellow
and green?
Yellow, green, blue.
Yellow, green, blue. I can't see blue flowers. I can see pink flowers, yellow flowers, lots of green. They put a hanging basket up and it looked pretty. And the next minute, the whole garden looked beautiful. You've got too much Kit Kat in your mouth now to talk, haven't you? What's that? Let me have a look, please. Oh, yes, that's all right. Would you like this last piece?
Little bricks.
You're going to play with some Lego bricks?
Little fish one.
What are you going to make?
A shoe. Sue.
Want to make something for Sue?
Yeah. Boots.
You're finding all the noisy toys this afternoon.
I'm not ready.
No, what have you found? Thank you. Are you having withdrawal symptoms from not going to your music group? What are these? They're called bells.
Bells.
A blue bell, that's right. And a red bell.
What's this?
Oh, that's a drum. What sort of noise do bells make? No, but you say it. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Or ring.
First of all, then. Mama, give me one, Jean. Mummy Jean.
Mummy Jean?
Yeah.
The telephone rang a few minutes ago, didn't it? Did you see Lauren this morning at the playgroup?
Lauren,
she had a lot of musical instruments, didn't she? And her mummy played London's Burning on the recorder, and she was really impressed that she remembered how to do it. That's the xylophone. Right, shall we put it away now? Put it away, please, and we'll play with it later.
No.
No, please, it's making too much noise. Mummy's got a headache. Oh, are you touching my head to make it better? You know what would really make it better, Thomas? If there was no noise. Let's put it away and play with something quiet,
no,
shall we?
No.
Why don't you sing instead of playing? You dance and I'll play something very quietly. Is that quietly?
Everybody.
No, don't bang it loud. You sing something now. Can you sing a song for me, please? What about the song for Bob the Builder? Are you singing? What are you singing? Scoot, look and dizzy and roly too.
Huh?
Is that what you sang? Scoot, look and dizzy and roly too?
Yeah.
Oh, pardon you. That was a rude noise. And what else can you sing? What's about Bob Black Sheep?
No.
You can sing it though, can't you? Or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
No.
What's Thomas's favourite song?
It's 16.
Pardon?
Thomas 3.
Thomas 3. Now Thomas is 2.
Memory.
Oh, do you like the Happy Birthday song? Is that what you're thinking of? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Thomas. Happy birthday to you. Let's try to you blowing out the candles and clapping your hands. Can you sing the happy birthday song?
No, the mummy do it.
Oh, mummy's done it already, Thomas. You sing it.
No.
No. Oh. Oh, that was a lovely kiss. Are you giving Mummy a nice kiss? Right, so all these things on the floor, what are we going to look at?
Presents and big trains.
What would you like to look at?
Big trains. Big trains. Big racing car.
The big train and the racing car?
No.
So you tell me all about the big train and the racing car. Did you go to the station yesterday with Grandma and Grandad?
The trains.
You saw the trains? And you were telling me about the noise that the trains made. Gosh, what noise is that when they're starting up? When they're setting off? It's a very loud noise, isn't it?
What's the
matter? I was just thinking the same when I looked at the floor. We've got things everywhere, haven't we? What a mess. Oh no, don't throw Thomas.
Mixer.
Well, we saw the mixers this morning walking back from playgroup, didn't we?
What is this mixer? Yellow one.
It's the yellow one, that's right.
The digger.
And the digger?
Yeah. What, like, we got it?
Are you having a little rest?
Yeah. A minute.
Just a minute? Mummy's got some cards here, Thomas.
Thomas.
Would Thomas like a look?
Yeah.
They're nice cards, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, see. Red one.
It's a red one, it's a ladybird, isn't it?
A ladybird's red. No red.
The ladybird's red and it's got black spots.
Black.
I'm putting all these cards, look, with envelopes.
Envelopes.
We've got to go out later on to the postbox, haven't we?
No. More post.
The ladybird's got a name. Daisy the ladybird. Your grandma's called Daisy, isn't she?
Daisy.
And the picture of the bee, it says Buzzy Bee.
Buzzy Bee.
And this is a picture of a dolphin, and it says Splash the Dolphin. And there are some nice frog cards, aren't there? Oh, and the frog's called Frederick. Who else do we know that's called Fred?
Fred.
The man next door, is he called Fred?
Yeah.
Fred and Rachel.
Rachel.
Oopsie daisy, you fell over. Shall we put that with an envelope?
Yeah, in a postcard.
Be careful, don't bend the envelope, Thomas. We've got to send that to someone. Would you help me, please? They're nice, aren't they? The ladybird's got black spots. What colour spots are on the frog?
Spiders.
Spiders?
Yeah.
No, they're yellow spots, aren't they?
Letterbox.
Oh, would you like that to put through your letterbox?
Itty.
No, not the envelope, it's that piece of card.
Itty card.
And could you please pass Mummy those two cards down there?
Yes. toys. No, no.
No, no, you're not going to do that for me. There's some more cards here with frogs on. Well, this time they're just called leaping frogs. They haven't got a name. And who are they?
Pigs.
Pigs. Pink pigs. Flying pigs, they're called. That's right, you have the card.
Look. Look, this one.
Are you posting all these?
Yes.
You're posting them through the stairs? They're nice, aren't they?
Nice. Now, there's some there.
Well, we've got to put the envelopes on them first. You put the envelope on there like that. Put it in the envelope.
Yeah.
Can you manage to do that?
Yes.
We were talking to John before, weren't we?
John.
And what does John do?
He's gambling.
What does John do? John's a postman.
Oh,
it's on
the bottle.
There you are. Just a second. There's the envelope for that card. What's on the card, Thomas? What's on the card? What's the picture?
Pink.
Pink? No, what's the picture on the card? Have a look at it and tell Mummy what they are. They're fish.
Fish.
You were looking at fish today, weren't you, at playgroup?
Yes.
Do you remember seeing all those fish swimming around the tank?
Do it what?
Oh, I don't know what you're saying, Thomas, I'm sorry. One fish got stuck in the tunnel, didn't it?
Got a tunnel.
It was stuck in the tunnel, that's right.
No.
It was a shame, wasn't it? Uncle David's got a fish, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yes.
You banged your head?
No.
You banged your head earlier on. It made you cry. You finished with those cards?
Finished.
Would you like to put that in the bin, please? That piece of paper. Oh, now it's the doorbell.
Oh, no.
Just a second, use that.
Oh,
there.
What's that noise?
Oh, it's that noise. It's all the toys falling over, I think. Oh, yeah, there's the post box, Thomas, if you want to post some things. You enjoy playing with that, don't you? We've got to put two cards in the postbox this afternoon, haven't we? One to Sam and one to Mrs. Maybury. Both of them have birthdays tomorrow morning. There seem to be two envelopes short, Thomas. Have you got two spare envelopes, please?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. And where are they?
You
posted them. Where have you posted them?
Postcards.
Did you post them through the stairs?
Yeah.
I can't see them.
No.
No. Oh, they'll turn out, won't they? We bought some stamps at the shop as well today.
Stamps?
Do you remember seeing the lady in the post office?
Post office.
That was Mrs. Hanlon.
Come on. Nurse's son.
No what, darling?
Nurse's son.
No what, no?
Nurse's.
Know what?
Nurses. Stamps.
Yes, we need to put stamps on. Look, that's a picture of a black pussycat in a field of poppies. That's for Sam because she likes pussycats. Well, Mrs. Mabry doesn't like pussycats at all, so we bought her a card with a picture of poppies in her vase. That's strange, isn't it? Two different cards when they've both got poppies on them.
Poppies.
Grandma's favourite flowers are poppies.
Yellow poppies.
You can get yellow poppies, yes, but they're mainly red poppies.
Yellow poppies.
And they're red poppies on the birthday cards, aren't they?
Don't see baby, don't see baby.
I'm still looking for those missing envelopes, Thomas.
Minute.
Just a minute, do you know where they are? It's more cloudy again, Thomas. I think it might rain soon. Well, when Daddy comes home from work, we'll have to find out if he's bought a newspaper. And if he hasn't, we'll have to go to the shop and get one. Because we want to see some pictures of the eclipse yesterday, don't we? We can put them in a little scrapbook. And then you can look at them later on. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes. Permit. Drawers.
Are you pulling out the drawers?
Open
the drawers. Mind you don't trap your fingers. They're only very tiny drawers, aren't they?
Sit down here. Hello, Mummy. Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello. It's Thomas Shutt.
Pardon?
Thomas Shutt.
Thomas Shutt, or you can't open those. Those are too big. Those are very big, heavy drawers, Thomas.
Thomas Shutt.
No, you can't do that.
Thomas Shutt.
Thomas Trapp, you will. You'll trap your fingers.
Traps.
Trapped. You'll trap your fingers. And then you'll cry.
Hello. I'm growing down. It's a busy.
Thank you. she doing, Thomas? Oh no, don't put that in your mouth, please. Are you going to put it in the dustbin? It's a plastic bag.
It's going to bend. Bend.
So you can put it in the bin, come on. Good boy. You've been quite clever today, haven't you? Would you like to go and have a look at the digger and the mixer?
Digger, mixer. Open the fridge.
No, don't open the fridge. Go and have a look at the digger and the mixer.
Digger, mixer. This is
digger, please. Oh, no, that digger's dirty. That needs cleaning. What about the small ones on the floor? You've got mixers and diggers. You've all sorts of things on the floor. Thomas, you sneezed, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear. Bless you. You're coughing and sneezing.
Oh dear.
Poor Thomas, coughing and sneezing.
That's sneezing.
Have you got a cold?
Cold.
I don't think you have a cold really, do you?
That one, mummy!
Oh yes! So the little blue car, has the roof come off?
Yes, the back.
Can you see that gentleman that rang our doorbell?
Oh no.
He's walking around ringing all the other neighbours' doorbells and knocking at the door. Yes, a lot of people coming around delivering things, don't we? And not just the postman or the paper boy.
What's this?
That's the roof and the little blue car. Grandad tried to buy you a new blue car, but they didn't have any left in the shop. You've had that a long time, and it's broken really, hasn't it?
Broken.
He's going to treat it to a new one, but the shop had sold out.
No, mummy.
Would you like to sit on my knee?
No.
No, what would you like to do? Thomas, be careful.
No,
you just knocked the car seat over, that's silly.
No, with the best.
What is it?
Light shining.
It's a fire engine. What else have you got in the box?
A digger.
A digger?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
A car.
A car?
Yeah. This?
That's a motorbike.
A truck.
A big red truck. Do you remember seeing that big white truck as we were coming home today?
What's this?
Oh, Thomas! Oopsie daisy! Are you alright?
Yeah.
I think we'd better move that car. Oh, bus! That's a bus now. Who was on the bus this morning?
Isn't it?
Mummy and Thomas were on the bus. Let's just move that car. Oh, don't bang. Let's just move this car seat because we've both fallen over it now, haven't we?
I'm
not going anywhere. I'm just going to fold at the push chair.
Push chair.
So so that once we've folded up the pushchair, we can put the car seat in here as well.
Well, this is nice.
Big as a mixer's.
Oh, mummy, hello.
When we found the envelope she was looking for through there, had you taken them through there without me knowing? There we are, we've put the car seat there.
What's this?
It's a fire engine.
Beba.
You have the other fire engine here as well, don't you, with the fireman with his shiny yellow helmet.
What's this?
Bus. Thomas.
Shane.
Surely you don't need me to tell you that what a bus looks like.
Big steps. The duck tunnel.
Big steps, yes. The buses that we get on, the steps lower down to the pavement, don't they? So that we can just wheel the push on.
No.
That's right, we have to wait, don't we, until the driver lowers the step.
And what's then this?
That's a lady. It's a lady wearing a long dress.
What's this for me? What's this for me?
That's a red truck.
What's this for me?
That's a motorbike. Motorbikes make big noises, don't they? That's a little red car.
What's this, Mummy?
It's a bus. Where's your other little red bus?
No. What's it?
Can you not see it? It's on the floor.
What's this floor?
That's the bus.
The one.
You used to love playing with that bus, didn't you?
Yeah, the bus one. Daddy ride the bus. Lady ride the bus.
That's right, you've put the lady on top of the bus, haven't you? What do we call the man who drives the bus, Thomas?
The money.
Yes, we pay him the money. He's called the driver.
The driver. Mummy.
And today we said bye-bye to the driver, didn't we? He waved.
Green and orange lights.
Oh, green and orange lights. Are you looking at the lights? Are they both still working?
Yeah, Mummy!
Oh, yes! Oh, wow, then you've put the bus really high up, haven't you?
I don't know.
We used to have to take that little bus with us everywhere we went. You're not quite so obsessed with buses now, are you?
We're not there now.
That's the cupboard that I was just about to say that you bumped your head and your leg on earlier on and you've just fallen into it again.
Up for me!
Yes.
Where is she?
Has the bus gone high? Has the bus gone high up on the hill? No, don't touch any of the equipment, Thomas, please.
You're back. mine. The camera's mine. Yes.
You're going to put your shorts back on?
No. Sorry. No.
You've been wandering around all afternoon with no clothes on. Because
right now.
I thought you were going to have a little sleep after lunch. But you didn't, did you? That's better. Is the bus going round corners?
Well, down here. Well, down here.
He's going down here. Oh, Thomas.
Mister.
Well, the bus has gone down the back of the cupboard. That means we can't get to it now. No, sorry, it'll have to stay there now until Daddy comes home.
Mister.
Well, when Daddy comes home, you'll have to tell him where you've dropped the bus.
Bus stop!
No, the bus has gone down the back, Thomas, but we really can't move the cupboards. They're too heavy.
Bus stop!
No, it was an accident. You didn't mean to put it down there. It went round the corner too quickly, didn't it? Where did it go?
Down here.
Went down here, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
The mummy got it.
No, Mummy can't get it, Thomas. I'm sorry. No, once things go down there, that's it. All gone. Oh, no, don't cry. Don't get upset. We can get it back. It's not until Daddy comes home. Bumpity, 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 bump, as if I were riding a charger. Bumpity, 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 bump, just like an Indian Roger. All the girls declare, I'm a gay old stager.
Hey, the
bus has gone down the back of the cupboard. Here comes the company major.
And Daddy's back to Daddy?
Yes, when Daddy comes home, you'll have to tell me. It won't be too long. Daddy said he was going to be home early tonight, and it's already 4:30. So he should be home within an hour.
No, right, I know.
Right, Tony, you just want to walk around in your vest, do you?
Right, the moon on.
Oh yes, you can see the moon on the back of your bicycle.
Bye.
Oh, I can see the bus, Thomas. It's landed upside down with the wheels sticking up. The wheels are facing up, but we can't reach it. Do you not want to get dressed again?
No, right, Anna.
Well, if we're going to the post box, you can't walk to the post box in bare feet in a vest, can you? What will the neighbours think? They'll think poor Thomas Sykes. He doesn't own any clothes or any shoes. Oh, have you brought the washing basket in?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, please. Oh, no, don't take the lid off the bucket, Thomas, because it's got dirty clothes in it.
Hello, Mummy.
Thank you. Mummy will have this one. I'll put it back in the kitchen.
Eva, Mummy. Eva, Mummy.
Oh, thank you.
Turn the channel. Bye bye, Mummy.
You're putting the washing basket over your head as a hat, are you? And saying bye bye, Mummy.
Bye bye, Mummy.
I can still see you, Thomas. The washing basket's got holes in it. Mummy's just gone to reach a tissue down from the box and she's discovered Daddy's work keys. So unless he's been in the bus today without his keys. Are you going to the door wearing a washing basket? The neighbours are going to think that's even more strange, aren't they? No clothes, no shoes, just a washing basket.
Hello, Mummy.
At least it's a white washing basket to match with the colour of your vest, isn't it? Watch you don't trap your fingers.
Trap, Mummy.
I'm looking. It's beautiful. You look gorgeous.
Bye-bye, Mummy.
Bye-bye, Thomas. See you soon. Be careful, won't you?
Yeah.
Are you going to the shops?
I'm getting Smarties.
For some Smarties, oh, I see.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Be careful crossing
the road. See you in the
morning. Yeah, see you in the morning. Be careful crossing the road, won't you?
Yeah.
What do you have to check for when you're crossing roads?
Mixer and diggers.
Mixer and diggers.
Bye.
I think you have to check that no cars are coming before you cross, don't you?
Green go.
Green means go, that's right. When the green man comes on, we can go, can't we? But when the traffic light, green light comes on, it means the cars can go. So we can't cross the road then or we'll get knocked down.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you in the morning.
I shut a door.
Is the door locked?
I shut.
That's right, you shut the inside door, but please watch your fingers don't get trapped. Is it stuck? The white door's stuck, yes, it's quite a heavy door to open that, isn't it?
Mummy, yeah. Sorry, door.
Are you saying sorry to the door?
Thanks. Bye-bye,
Mummy. Bye-bye. Is it nice walking around with a washing basket on your head?
Yeah.
Can you hear that big noise?
Yeah. It's a plane.
It's a plane, that's right.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas. Are you coming back in here?
There's two monkeys. The Smarties.
The Smarties? Where are the Smarties?
A bench. It is.
Oh, I see. You've been shopping, have you?
Yeah, the Smarties.
Pretend shopping.
The Smarties. The Smarties. No. The Smarties.
Two Smarties.
Hey, Mummy.
Oh, thank you very much, Thomas. They taste nice, don't they?
Two pears,
right.
Two Smarties.
And two Smarties. Yes. You must have been very busy at the shop buying all these things. Did you pay the lady on the till with some money?
Yes.
From the purse?
Yes. Mummy, bye-bye!
Bye-bye.
Tuesday! Oh, bye-bye.
See you again, is that what you're saying? Bye-bye, see you again. The door's
shut now.
No, the door's shut, isn't it now?
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Joe. one is two pairs, two pairs.
Two pairs?
Yeah.
That's a red truck.
What's this, Mummy?
It's a motorbike. Oh, look at this outside now. What's that? It's a horse box on the back of a car.
Okay.
Be careful if you're climbing up to look out of the window.
Look at now. Look at now.
Oh, the nice. It's gone past, hasn't it?
No, see it.
Did you not stand up in time? Oh, I'm sorry. Now look who this is.
Daddy.
It's Daddy.
The bus again.
Yes.
The bus again.
Well, Daddy probably saw the horse box as he was driving home. He'll be able to tell you all about it.
The bus.
Oh, the bus gone. Yes. Daddy's come home, so luckily we'll be able to move the cupboard and retrieve the bus, won't we? No, don't climb. Don't let Daddy see you climbing the window till we say we cross. Just stand there. Just stand there, and when he comes in, say hello to him. And say hello, and you'll have to ask him if he can pick the bus up.
The little bus, Daddy. The bus is done.
Oh, Daddy's bought a newspaper with the eclipse.
Daddy. Hello, Daddy.
Hello.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Daddy. The bus is done.
You've been a good boy today.
And the bus is done.
He's telling you the bus is all gone because he was playing with his bus and it went round the corner too quickly and it's gone behind the cupboard.
Oh, dear.
And I told him that when Daddy came home, Daddy would pick it up.
We're going to get it back.
Daddy, the back.
Did you just see a horse box on the back of a red car, Daddy?
No.
Oh dear, because Thomas missed it, I saw it. And I thought perhaps you'd seen it.
Daddy, the back.
What are all these toys doing on the floor?
We'll have to leave it for now, Daddy. It's gone behind me.
Oh, we'll get it later.